During the podcast, Phil McLemore mentioned that he and his wife Kim do a meditative practice during the sacrament meeting that they found to be very profound and transformative in their lives. We're grateful that he's agreed to teach it to us here. So as an extra bonus, here's Phil McLemore and the meditative practice of Come, Lord Jesus.
This is a meditation that we enjoy quite a bit. And it has roots in some things that we've already talked about. I missed your podcast on the second coming, but as you summarized that, it was in line with the way I see this. In spite of the big second coming that we're waiting for, the big cosmic changes to heaven and earth, I do think that the second coming we ought to have our attention focused on is the coming of the Christ to each of us as individuals. And when you look at the parables where Jesus talked about the second coming, part of what he talks about is this idea of waiting and watching, watching and praying, so that you don't miss it. And this phrase, waiting and watching, is really meditation terminology. You can only effectively wait and watch if you're present and alert. So in any meditation practice, you're trying to establish yourself in present moment awareness. Typically, our mind is moving rapidly between past and future in our thoughts, and spiritual perception really is a present moment awareness of spiritual reality. So this phrase, to wait and watch, and he gives that kind of unusual image of a thief breaking into your house when you're not quite watching. So, you know, he's saying wait and watch, or he's going to grab your stuff. The point is, spiritual perception, we're going to miss it if we're not alert, we're not awake, and we're not waiting and watching. And that implies that you're in a state of present moment awareness. And then we talked a lot today about receiving grace for grace. It's talked about in section 93. So meditation is, by and large, a receptive activity. So you don't want to feel like you're at work trying to make something happen. You're trying to receive grace, be transformed by that grace, and then have your awakening opened to a deeper spiritual reality. And in this case, to the coming of the presence of Christ into your own life, that redemptive presence. So here's how we do it. In section 88 of the Doctrine and Covenants, verses 67 and 68, are some wonderful verses about sanctification. And in my mind, they describe the meditation process. And you're familiar with these. If your eye be single to my glory, your whole bodies shall be filled with light, and there shall be no darkness in you. And that body which is filled with light comprehendeth all things. And that all things includes the mysteries, do you see? Those things that are that awaken us to the deeper reality. And if your eye be single, well, what eye are we talking about? We're definitely talking about the eye of spiritual perception. And then it goes on to say, therefore, sanctify yourselves that your minds become single. So before and after this phrase, sanctify yourselves, there's this notion of having a single eye or a single mind. And the days will come that you will see him, for he will unveil his face to you. And it'll come in his own time, in his own way, which is reflective of Jesus talking about being born of the Spirit like the wind. So you can't control the wind, you receive the wind. So you want to be available, alert, waiting and watching, so that when the wind blows, you're able to receive it and be transformed by his coming and by his presence. So there's a couple of ways to do this. I'll teach the way we do it. It has a couple of moving parts, and then there's a simpler way. We also talked about the Jesus being the serpent on the stick, and that wholeness coming as we behold him, as we behold the Christ on the stick. And in the yoga tradition, there's a breath. It's called Sushumna breathing, and it's arguably one of the top yogic breaths that result in the peacefulness of the mind and the body, and that open one to spiritual awakening. And the way you do this breath is you imagine, you put your attention in the spinal column and in your brain, and you imagine that when you inhale, You are moving breath. You're inhaling up the spine, up into the back of the head, and then through the brain into the spiritual eye. Now, for some Mormons, talking about the spiritual eye is a little freaky. We do have that interesting symbol on the temple, that all-seeing eye, so there's precedence for this. But if I'm going to describe this as we do it, and I'm a spiritual eye meditator, but if that phrase freaks you out a little bit, then I would say just put your attention in your heart and then link the energy of the heart with your brain. Feel that energetic connection there so that internally you feel this presence of energy and being in heart and in mind. But the way this breath goes is as you inhale, you imagine that you're breathing up the spine into the spiritual eye. And then as you exhale, you just let that breath flow back down. And in yogic teaching, there's a belief that there is a life, an enlightening life force that resides at the base of the spine, and that as you do this breathing, you can start to become sensitive to that energy. And as that life force moves up the spine, it has a purifying effect on the nervous system. It refines your nervous system so that your spiritual perception can increase. And so you inhale and imagine that life force moves up the spine, up through the brain, into the spiritual eye. Then you let it flow back down. So what you do is you put, what we do is we put our attention in the spiritual eye. And then as we are doing this breath, we are chanting the prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus." Now, this prayer was used by early Christians and uttered at the end of their meetings, to "Come, Lord Jesus." And you can imagine how profound it would be to end, let's say, sacrament meeting by everybody standing up and saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." I mean, it would be very profound. The book of Revelations itself ends with those words, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." So there's a rich tradition to this little prayer, and it's a way to follow Christ by inviting His presence into your awareness and then abiding in it. So what we do is combine this Shushumna breathing with this prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus." Now, if the whole breathing thing seems weird, don't do it. Just put your attention in the heart and in the head, and then you can start praying that. But here's how we do it. As we inhale, imagining the breath or energy coming up the spine into the brain, we're saying in our mind, "Come, Lord Jesus." So it's coming up the spine, my attention's in the spiritual eye, and as the breath is coming up, I'm saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." And there's a pause at the spiritual eye, and then you let the breath flow down, and then you say it a second time, you do this breath, "Come, Lord Jesus," up the spine into the spiritual eye. Pause for just a minute. See, this is invitational. So you pause, waiting for a response. The breath energy goes back down the spine. And then on the third time, the way we do it is we're inhaling up the spine, and we say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." So there's a little more attention in the spiritual eye. It's held a little bit longer. And instead of just saying, "Come, Lord Jesus," on the third time we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," pause, "come." And as you say that "come," you're doing it with an inner attitude of waiting and watching. And then you can just let that breath flow down. Now, if you sense a shift in consciousness, if you sense a divine presence opening, then you want to abide in that. And you can just stop that process and just abide in that deepening awareness. If you don't sense anything out of the ordinary, then you do another cycle three times, do you see? So breath with "Come, Lord Jesus," breath down, "Come, Lord Jesus," hold, breath down. I'm doing it a little faster than, I'm saying it a little faster than we do it. And then third time, up the spine, "Come, Lord Jesus," pause, "come." And then you hold that invitation, waiting and watching. Let your breath go back to normal. If you sense a shift of awareness, a deepening of awareness, you abide in that. You just abide in that. You invite that presence in and you let it nourish you. And it's that simple. It just takes a little, if you do it with the breathing, it just takes a little practice. Anytime you start something like this, you want your breathing to be low in the belly and you want it to be gentle. And when you imagine this breathing up the spine, don't breathe up high into your chest. Just imagine that it's going all the way up into your brain, all the way up into the spiritual eye, but your breath is not rising above the solar plexus. So it's a still a relaxing breath. But you're wanting this life force. Now, here's a little extra credit. This life force is considered to be feminine. And the transcendental area up in the spiritual eye is considered to be masculine in mystical traditions. And so you're actually, by raising this feminine life force that has a purifying effect up the spine into your spiritual eye, you're actually bringing about this wedding, this marriage of male and female. And when male and female come together, there's birth, there's creation. And of course, what we're wanting to be birthed here is an awareness of Christ's presence with us. So there's a tremendous amount of symbolism here that I don't have time to explain. Some very, very profound things are going on at a deep spiritual level. And this is all done in the context of an invitation for Christ to come into your awareness and for his presence to be transforming. So we call this the Come Lord Jesus meditation. We only do it during sacrament meeting because it makes each sacrament meeting very special. I do have a friend. This is her meditation practice, period. This is her core spiritual discipline. She does it every day and has had very deep spiritual transformation just with the practice of this meditation daily. Because we have another practice, we just do this for sacrament meeting on Sundays. Okay, any questions? You're free to email me, abbaom, ABBAOM, @yahoo.com. If you're having difficulties with it, I'd be happy to follow up and help. And it's also, this was taught on my meditation seminar on the meditatewithphil.com website. So I hope it's helpful to you. It's been a very profound spiritual experience for us. Thanks.